Judith Gomez, glad you guys are back in business. Judith Gomez, 81286, chief complaints. Chest pain, number two, chest wall pain, number three, follow-up of multiple issues from 2 years ago, number four, nausea, number five, gassy abdomen, number six, let's see, number six, the patient is a forklift driver. She doesn't remember any injury, but she's up and down the forklift and does a lot of activity, period. Our patient is a 37-year-old young lady, married, has an 11-year-old child. The last period was a few weeks ago or a few days ago. Patient is seeing a specialist, OB-GYN, because she might be going through menopause, she says. She comes in today with above-mentioned pain. It changes with breathing, has had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia. What's most important is I can definitely reproduce the pain by pushing on her upper chest wall, period. COVID immunization, non-medications, non-medical problems, migraine headache surgery. Non-social, no smoking, no drinking, pregnant once, maybe going through the change, is under being underworked up. She's a forklift driver, family history, coronary heart disease, no history of heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, or diabetes reported, no breast cancer, no colon cancer reported, allergy none, 138 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 93, 96 over 60, heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs to clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows, no ashram, mucosal with any lesion. Upper chest wall pain, definitely reproducible. Number one, chest wall pain. Number two, Toradol 60 milligram now. Number three, dexamethasone 10 milligram now. Number four, Mobic 15 once a day. Number five, Bromfit DM for cough because she has had a mild cough. Number six, cannot rule out pleurisy. Number seven, Mobic 15 milligram once a day. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next number, patient will go to the emergency room if symptoms get worse. Next number is not interested in a chest x-ray today, she tells me. Next number, she has had some dizziness because of this. We looked at her carotid ultrasound, which showed some evidence of calcification earlier. No changes, no significant changes from a year ago. Next number is abnormal period. Made us look at her pelvic, and pelvic exam was consistent with small ovaries, otherwise within normal limits, no fibroids noted. She does have very small amount of fatty liver. Next number's leg pain and arm pain was evaluated via ultrasound. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next number's some lymphadenopathy was noted in the neck. Next number's chest wall area was evaluated via ultrasound where the pain is. The pain is definitely reproducible, but there's no evidence of abscess formation or any other issues or problems. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Hold on and see how she's doing when you get a chance. Next number, patient needs to go to the emergency room if symptoms worsen. Discuss this with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.